Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bobo Osborne. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Don Mossy. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jerry Walker. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is hit by the pitch. Yost moves to third. Keene moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Yost scores. Keene scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing center field. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball four. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Niemann moves to second. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Mossy moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mossy moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0-for-1 in the game. Osborne hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth moves to third. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. Berberet hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Tasby. Berberet reaches second base with a double. Groth scores. Osborne goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Tigers. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges bunts towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Berberet moves to third. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berberet scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Billy Heft now pitching. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mossy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Osborne scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Berberet hits a line drive into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bridges moves to second. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mossy bunts in front of the plate. Triandos fields it and throws to first for the out. Bridges moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bridges scores. Bowling moves to third. It's 6-1, Tigers. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Finnegan moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maxwell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-1 in the game. Heft strikes out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tasby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Osborne takes first base on ball 4. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Osborne moves to second. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mossy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cootville now playing shortstop. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Tigers. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Finnegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Osborne scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boyd for the out. Finnegan moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Dave Sisler now pitching. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Billy Heft. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. Klaus moves to second. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Tasbye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Billy Klaus now playing third base. Jim Finnegan now playing second base. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Yost takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Osborne scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Triandos hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Albie Pearson pinch runs for Gus Triandos. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Pearson moves to second. Tom Morgan now pitching. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal misplays the ball. That's an error on Veal. Pearson moves to third. Finnegan moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearson scores. Finnegan scores. Boyd moves to second. Two runs are unearned. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.